Hi, my name's Daniel Chan, and I present a TV series on natural remedies made from medicinal plants. I had an interesting childhood because my mother's British and my father Malaysian, so I was brought up within two cultures, living first in Malaysia. That's where I grew close to my amazing grandmother. The plants in her tiny garden patch were central to her life. We'd walk around in the midday heat, and she'd suddenly rip some leaves off a palm tree. Whatever was she making? A woven belt? A basket to carry the berries she'd found? A few minutes later, she'd hand me a sun hat. That was her all over. My grandmother used plants, like cucumber for a face pack, lavender oil as a treatment for insect bites, or garlic for colds. She'd put ginger in chicken soup, and it was so powerful. When I came to the UK, I wasn't used to winter clothes. I'd go out just wearing a jacket and start sneezing. Then I'd remember my grandmother's remedy and prepare it myself. I soon revived. That experience made me want to study horticulture in the UK. My father, though, was totally against me being a gardener, so I took accountancy instead. I did fine, but it didn't seem to be leading me anywhere. So I soon returned to university to do a new course, ethnobotany, focusing on the relationship between people and plants in different cultures. My research took me to South America, where I stayed happily with an Ecuadorian family. If one of the children had stomachache, the mother always knew some amazing cure from her immediate environment, just as my grandmother had. Honey was her wonderful remedy for bleeding, and aloe for burns. The World Health Organization estimates 80% of the world's population relies on natural medicine for healthcare, using around 50,000 plant species. You might think it's ineffective compared to modern medicines, but up to 50% of these are based on chemicals first isolated in plants, like some painkillers, now made from chemicals but first derived from trees. In Malaysia, Western medicine's regarded as a supplement to traditional medicine, and they coexist. Elsewhere, common knowledge has been lost. In 19th century Northern Europe, the twin processes of industrialisation and mechanisation meant that knowledge of traditional medicine was lost, to be replaced by the mass production of chemically based drugs. But for me, migration was the key. It was leaving the countryside which separated people from their botanical heritage. Making remedies is really fun for me. Cooking up the concoctions on TV or wherever is like going back to my grandmother's kitchen, stirring what I like to call sticky mixtures, that's such fun, or pouring out rainbow jellies and playing around with amazing smells and flavours. No need for expense, just use plants already growing in a window box or pot. And these remedies work. My life's really busy now. I'm both an ethnobotanist and a TV presenter, so I never have a moment free. But what I do have is an amazing recipe for hot chocolate made with the peel of a grapefruit. People associate orange peel with chocolate, but this is just as good. I'm yet to try it with lemon peel. It relieves stress instantly, so keeps me going.